This is Ozarks at Large. Every year at this time, dozens, scores really, of nonprofit organizations in our region undertake additional responsibilities and tasks to help out people that could use some assistance. And as Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis reports, some of that help comes in some very unexpected ways.
It's that time of year when holiday greeting cards keep the Postal Service busy. Many of those greeting cards probably contain family portraits, and with the proliferation of cheap digital cameras and smartphones and devices that can snap photos anywhere, most people likely take having their picture made for granted. For some, however, having a formal portrait made can be a rare occurrence. That's where Help Portrait comes in. Across the country, every holiday season, Help Portrait events offer free, formal portraits to those who generally wouldn't be able to afford them otherwise. This Saturday, Help Portrait events will be held locally in Fayetteville and Springdale. Eric Gorder, a journalism instructor at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville, helps organize the Fayetteville event and is one of the photographers. He says that to understand the value of the event, you have to look at it in terms of Maslow's hierarchy of needs, a five-stage model that classifies different needs a person has for sustaining life. While physiological needs, such as food and water, are the most essential, the model places less emphasis on social and esteem needs.
This is something that's a little higher at the top of this hierarchy of needs, and a lot of the folks that we're dealing with are just coping with day-to-day struggles of how to pay bills, some of them are just trying to find shelter or meals. And for them, all of a sudden, to have an opportunity to pose for a holiday portrait, you know, it's probably the last thing that was on their radar.
Stephen Ironside, another photographer, says the main goal of the event is to help people. But while other charitable organizations aim to take care of the basic day-to-day needs, Help Portrait is designed to give those who are down on their luck an esteem boost.
I mean, you come in and people are like, we try to be nice, it's warm, there's food, people are laughing, kids, there's activities for them to do.
And a lot of women are having their hair and makeup done for the first time ever.
Yeah. And so it's just, you know, they look at the pictures and it's not rare for them to start crying or be super excited and go run and show all their friends and family who are there. And it just makes them feel special.
The program works like this. Clients are referred to Help Portrait through other area nonprofit organizations, typically through community kitchens and meals programs like those at St. Paul's Episcopal Church and Central United Methodist Church in Fayetteville. When they sign up, clients are given an appointment time. Clients first sign in when they arrive for their appointment on the day of the event, and an event ambassador gives the clients the option of grabbing a snack and getting their hair and makeup done prior to their portrait session.
And then they go in and they'll have a 30-minute appointment with a photographer. And during that time, they can pose with the members of their family, or they may show up single, just depending on whatever it is. Typically, our photographers have big 9-foot backdrops that can cover a large group or individuals. And then they, you know, have a number of poses over the period of 30 minutes. And after that, they then go wait while the ambassador takes them back to go either have some more snacks or wait for their content to be edited. You know, the photographer may shoot 100 images in 30 minutes, and then so they take this to an editor.
The editor's job is to select and edit the best poses from the photo session. Two prints are made on site, one of which is framed. The clients are also given a CD containing all of the photos taken during the session, so they can have more prints made later. An event like Help Portrait is only made possible through various partnerships. Students from the Paul Mitchell School in Fayetteville volunteer to do hair and makeup for clients, and area restaurants donate food for the clients and volunteers. Gorder says that it's an easy sell to convince businesses to partner on the event.
I think a lot of the businesses that we've approached, in fact, I don't think any have declined. You know, they all see it as a good opportunity to foster goodwill in the community. And, you know, what better project is there than to provide portraits, especially of families who've never had an opportunity to pose together. Yeah. You know, people may have had snapshots done over a period of time. I got to thinking, and I know that I've not posed for a professional portrait since I was in high school. So I think it's something that a lot of people don't really have an opportunity to do or think about going and doing.
In some cases, clients have never had their portrait made, like one particular client that Stephen Ironside remembers who came to the event a few years ago.
He came with his wife, and she was terminally ill, and he knew that when he married her. And they came and had their portraits taken, and between that event and our next year's event, she had passed. And so he came back, and he brought with him her urn with the newspaper obituary cut out and taped to it with Scotch tape on the front, and had his portrait taken with her again. And he said that the photos that we took of her, you know, at the service were the only ones that anyone had of her, you know, besides a couple random cell phone pictures.
Ironside says that the emotional response he gets from portraits he takes during the event is much different than the reaction he gets from his typical commercial photography and other occasional portrait work.
Usually what happens for me is I'll send the client an email with a link to download photos, and I don't get to see their initial reaction. Sometimes I do with portraits, but not often. And so each time when you get to go personally hand off these prints to these people and see the look on their faces, it's a good feeling to know that, you know, you've actually made them happy. It's kind of one of the few ways that photographers are able to give back like this. You know, doctors can donate their time at community clinics, and lawyers can do pro bono work, and that's pretty standard. But photographers, at least for professional photographers, there aren't as many ways to donate their time and services.
Porter agrees that the Help Portrait event typically gives the volunteer photographers a different kind of sensation than their usual professional work can.
A lot of my students have become newspaper photographers, and through those newspaper photographers, I've got other professional photographers in my network that we also invite. So, you know, a lot of these people deal with ribbon cutting ceremonies on a daily basis and groundbreaking ceremonies, and that's the kind of work that they typically do, or maybe shoot sports. And this gives them an opportunity to give back, like Stephen said, and also it's very fulfilling to see how you actually impact on someone. It's a little different than a ribbon cutting ceremony or watching somebody turn a spade of dirt over at a groundbreaking ceremony.
This year's Help Portrait event is already set, but planning for the event starts about a year ahead of time. Gorder says that the most difficult logistical hurdle is finding a suitable location. In fact, because the winter weather of the past weekend forced organizers to postpone the Help Portrait events in Northwest Arkansas to this weekend, the event in Rogers had to be canceled altogether. If you'd like to learn more or donate to the Help Portrait effort in Northwest Arkansas, visit helpportraitnwa.org. You can also find the group on Facebook and Twitter. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.